Hey, we got Joey on the line from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Joey, how goes your Monday afternoon?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Was hoping we could catch up, see what you've been hearing from the fishermen. Actually, I got pretty decent reports from inland lake fishermen for several different species. So I guess where would you like to start? You want to start with the walleye?
Yeah, we can do that. With a lot of the walleye, there's been people coming in and purchasing a lot of pink jig heads with pink twister tails and have been having luck off those.
Really? Okay. Do you remember what size they were grabbing mostly?
Most of them were 1/8 to a quarter ounce.
All right. And were they using any type of live bait on that at all?
Some say they put a little hint of worm on there. Otherwise, most of the time they would just slowly twitch and bottom bounce with it.
And that's for the walleye. Now, were you hearing anything? I mean, obviously every body of water is a little bit different, but were you hearing anything about where they catching them? Deeper now or still fairly shallow? Any depth?
No, they didn't really specify what depth or where they were fishing them.
All right. Well, how about we switch over and talk about pike and muskie here? I did get a couple of good reports from pike fishermen this weekend. Are you mostly hearing about live bait like I am or anybody using lures?
Yeah, most of them are using live bait, but once in a while, there's a few people that come in looking for the spoons.
And what spoons were they looking for?
Most of them, they're looking for that Daredevil Five of Diamonds.
Okay. The old yellow and red or yellow and orange, however you want to call it?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of shade it is, but right now what we have is like a yellow and red.
And are you hearing about any bigger fish at all yet?
Not so much. Right now, most of them are just like the common legal size ones or a few undersized pike that they're catching.
Well, we hope you stick around for the second half of this conversation with Joey from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming as we get into some really good crappie fishing with specific flies. And it doesn't mean you have to be using a fly rod either. Stay tuned to find out more about that. Plus, we're going to get into trout fishing and hot fly patterns in area lakes that he's been hearing about. And details on the Republic Fishing Derby coming up this weekend. So stay tuned for part two with Joey from Wilderness Sports and our next outdoor report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.